Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Good morning, and it's great to have you with us on the fourth installment of the Coffee Club as we go inside some of the newsmakers and news stories and events in our region. This morning, we're going to talk about musicians as they get set to get back at it after the easing of the COVID-19 protocols during the pandemic. There are a lot of festivals in our region that are being announced, one in Kapuskasing, one in Smooth Rock Falls, another in Porcas, just to name a few. Plus, there's going to be some live entertainment again. That is great to see. One of the musicians that is definitely involved with that is Mitch Jean. Originally from Smooth Rock Falls, now residing in Cochrane, he is going to be a busy man, not just with all the festivals, but with other performances going on. Let's hear from Mitch Jean as he talks about getting back at it and much more.
Very excited because at the end of the day, that's why we do it, or that's why I do it anyways. It's to basically perform, and the performing part is my favorite thing. Don't get me wrong. I love to write. I love to produce. I love to do the web stream. It's all great, but to have an audience in front of you is just, there's nothing like it. So absolutely excited.
Well, you're definitely at home in this region, Mitch, and you've got a very busy schedule coming up. I think it kind of kicks off in Kapuskasing, and then you're in Porcas, and of course in Smooth Rock for a Smooth Rock Fest. Talk about being in those communities and, of course, basically starting it off in Kapuskasing.
Actually, I'm not starting in Kapuskasing. I'm starting in Iroquois Falls February 25th. Iroquois Falls at the Y, and then the next day I'm off to Moonbeam at the Della Pieta for an acoustic show. And then back in Cochrane on March 5th for a show here in Cochrane at the Parallel 49 with the full band. And then we're in Cap March 18th.
Well, one of the things we haven't been accustomed to is your phenomenal music. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. One of the songs I know we hear a lot of people talk about is your Valentine song that you had on Valentine's. Talk about the special meaning to that song and where the idea came out about it.
So this song, like I said, we with the label, we're part of a group of tons of songwriters and producers and artists. So this song was actually written by Brianna Tyson. So this song was written by Andrew Parton, who is part of the same label that I am. And he went on a Nashville trip to go do a pro write, which I'll be doing pretty soon. And he wrote this song with Brianna Tyson, who she is a professional writer in Nashville. And then my publisher, which is Debbie Zavidson, she pitched the song to me, and she said, I think you should do this song. It's what do you think about it? Nice, listen to it. And right away, straight away, I fell in love with the song because it's my wife. I felt like they wrote the song for my wife. So it was just a track. It was just a vocal track and a piano track. And because it was just a demo. So we took the song and I made it my own. We tweaked a little bit of the lyrics, and I had my producer in Ottawa, Steve Foley, great producer, and we made it a Mitch Jean song with the country and the rock vibe. And it's a song that I dedicated to my wife.
We appreciate Mitch Jean joining us on our program. You can find out more about what he's up to on his website at mitchjean.com. Next Friday on the Coffee Club, we're going to be hearing from the Kapuskasing Rotary Club all about next Saturday's Bay Dip Challenge that'll take place at the Kapuskasing River Bay. Hope you can join us for that and every Friday. And for more, including to listen to past episodes, hit the on-air tab of our website at mykapuskasingnow.com.